So Bill and I both saw the play at the GAM, Morality Play. Hi, I'm news director Catherine Welch. And we have some extra time in the studio, so we both saw this play. And Bill, what's interesting is it's theater in the round, and you were sitting facing the stage, and I was behind the stage. So we literally got a different view of this play.
We got a different view, and I think we took away different effects by it. You were confused in the second act. I was confused in the first act. If we get together, we'll get it straight, maybe.
So, yeah, so essentially, for those of you who follow public radio, maybe you know the podcast Serial, where there's a This American Life producer retracing a murder in Baltimore to figure out who did it. And I consider Morality Play a medieval serial. You have this troupe of actors who stumble upon this town, and they're reenacting the murder, and eventually they're trying to, in a way, solve it by collecting evidence. So that was abundantly clear to me right away, maybe because I'm a big fan of Serial. I latched on to the notion. What lost you? Was it...
What lost me in the first act was just this mélange of things being thrown at you, one thing after the other. This was taken from a British novel and rewritten for the stage by Tony Estrella, artistic director. And I think they got a little too much in there, and it was coming so fast, and it was all pretty fascinating, but you couldn't dig into it.
Yeah, now that you bring it up, there's a death early on of a fellow actor in the troupe, and much was made of that, and little came of it.
Yeah, little came of it. The whole thing turns, of course, as you remember, the death of a 12-year-old boy, for which a woman who is innocent of the crime is arrested because they want somebody to hang for it, and it's just a very confusing play, beautifully done.
That's true, because everybody was very well articulated. We really got to know this woman who was accused. We really got to understand all the members of the acting troupe. We even got to know this sort of beggar who kind of came in and gave them clues to this community and who may or may not have been involved. But where we did not get full portraits of the people were the important people at the end, the member of the King's Justice. Mm-hmm. And there's a Lord somebody who I cannot remember his name.
Right.
And then there are some other sirs in there, and someone is jousting. And And they needed to be as equally articulated in order for us to understand the ending.
Yeah, yeah. It's a very tough play to handle easily. You can't just go sit there and get into it or forget about it. You know, it's tricky and tough, but worth seeing, I think.
I was going to say, all of that said, you can piece it together. I mean, anybody who's watched at least one Murder, She Wrote or CSI crime, you know, can, you know, you eventually can sort of patch it together. And what's so lovely about it, I thought, was it was just woven like a tapestry. I mean, literally, the actors came in like threads and sort of through dance and acting and language and movement really sort of wove together from all sides this tapestry that ended up being this play.
Yeah, and much of that, I thought those masked actors were, that was just wonderful stuff. And the speech between the woman who was charged could not speak. And you could read what they were saying to each other.
Yes, and visually it was beautiful. Of course, you didn't see what I saw, which is exciting because you had a different vantage point.
Right.
But
right.
It was visually interesting, the lighting design, how it would come up from below the stage or from above.
Terrific.
Down below.
Terrific.
It was really well done. So all of that said, it was an experience. I mean, the theater is always an experience because it is live and immediate. But because you're sort of in it, like I had actors, I was worried about my purse. They were putting their elbow right by my purse. You're so woven in right there with them that it really is an experience you can't get from television or movies.
Absolutely. That's why we go to the theater.
So thumbs up, thumbs down, Morality Play?
Thumbs up mostly, with some complaints, I would say.
And I'll give an enthusiastic thumbs up.
Okay.
So, Bill, thank you for this special hashing over a Morality Play. It's playing at the GAM for how long?
Till February 1st, unless it's extended.
All right.
Bye.
See you in the theater.